it's summertime and the hard work is at its peak. So what's going on? So we must have attention to many details, or all our prior efforts, our planning, our installation, our digging, whatever we were doing, will crumble. Even if I manage insects, light, and staking, if my water is inadequate, failure is assured. And even if I cover all those angles, there is no guarantee of success, such as hail. I can't control hail, and that might be the end. Ask, you know, the peach farmers in Fredericksburg past couple of years, you know, hail, good day. Or what I had in my garden this summer was a mislabeled plant. It looked like and we can come back to this as well. It looked like a summer squash, but it turned out to be a winter gourd, a very different plant. So one of the takeaways here is there's no such thing as a prosperity garden guaranteed, and there's no prosperity gospel either. What does our blessed Lord promise us? He promised a cross, struggle, and persecution. Anyone who downplays the reality is preaching a false gospel or a false garden. It is not the entirety of the gospel, to be sure, but we should not be surprised by it either. So that's the negative. So here's some positive. Here's the other side. We can have our early crops that produce, and that gives us all, you know, a lot of excitement, such as our cherry tomatoes or the early girl variety tomatoes, that sort of thing. Herbs such as dill, assuming they haven't been eaten up by the caterpillars for the, those beautiful butterflies that are coming through, you know, or flowers such as foxglove and pansies. These give joy and delight. And we are riffing off of Jeremiah a little bit. Remember, the consuming of our blessed Lord's words were a joy and a delight and a sweetness and honey. But we're now waiting on our other crops. And it's going to take time for eggplants or corn to produce. And during this time of waiting, we need maintenance. Self-introspection. Right, so we're starting to weave. We're coming in and out between garden and spiritual life. We have to have self-introspection, a nightly examination of conscience, a monthly confession. Retreats are helpful because spiritual challenges comes in many forms, much like gardening maintenance comes in many forms. Watering, you know, we can connect the watering of the plants with our baptism and confirmation by hand or with irrigation. So, you know, sometimes our spiritual life needs a little a little moments of correction. Other times we need to have a lot of heavy duty irrigation help coming in, depending on what our situation is, right, in serious matter. I've got more problems with the summer garden. We have insects such as snails and aphids, external temptations, fungus, black spot on. Again, that's an you could think of it as an external temptation. And the sooner one catches the black spot on a rose, the better it is before it engulfs your whole bed and the leaves are just drop off, and you know what was real beautiful in those images are really going to be struggling now. The weeds of our bad habits that come in unexpectedly trying situations such as driving on our freeways. We have so many people from so many other countries here in Texas, and they don't follow the laws, and it's a challenge. It really is. So we'll stop there. That's kind of that we can go into pruning and training.
Yeah, to me it just seems such a fitting analogy, right? That for that first initial blush of summer, you know, and that rush into, you know, like you said, those early fruits, and you think about the spiritual life, how God is very, very generous at the beginning, every time that we have a new motivation of grace. Oftentimes those early consolations are given to us in a way that is so beautiful, so useful, so motivating, and really to spur us on to hope and to the harder work that's going to come. Because anybody who's ever grown a cherry tomato plant knows that you don't really need any particular skill. Right. You literally buy the seedling, put it in your little, you give it just enough sunlight, just enough water, and you're going to have a pretty abundant crop for one. And God is like that. He's going to give you these early consolations that are there so that when you look back, they can really sustain you. And, you know, cherry tomatoes are incredibly abundant, and they can be, you know, they can be freezed, they can be dried, they can be saved and savored, you know, for down the road when perhaps there's not so much production, right? I mean, those are useful things to store away for a day where it's a little bit more challenging. But we can also become very, if we remain immature, we can become very jaded by the fact that now it seems to be hard. Right? You know, what is this little disease that I'm seeing on the back of my leaf? Or why is there a little bug there? And if we're not cautious about that, we can just throw the whole thing away and say, forget it. This is not what I walked in for. And that would be the greatest detriment to the spiritual life, is at that moment where because in some way the bug is the mercy, right? In some way the black spot is a gift, because you know then immediately that something is not quite right. And so it's the same thing with our early temptations, or with these first inclinations to sin or to stop in the spiritual battle. When we become rather than becoming discouraged by those things, if those move us on to a greater inquiry, what could this bug be? What is that black spot? I've never seen these things before. And we go to the right sources, right? We go to the, you know, maybe we find ourselves for the first time, oh, I didn't realize that I had a tendency to speed in traffic so much. You know, you're becoming aware of this. Or, oh, I didn't know that I had a tendency to lie when I arrived late to something, that instead of telling someone the truth, I excuse myself with a lie, right? If you start becoming aware of those things, and then you make recourse to a good spiritual director or a good spiritual source that can help you nip those things in the bud, right? You can be assured that in the same way that if you can catch these early diseases on your plants or these early bugs and nip them in the bud, that you're going to end up with them far more prolific in the fall. So instead of always looking at these things, which rightly are called negatives, right? It's not a positive that you have a bug. It's not a positive that you have mold or fungus growing on your plants. Neither of those things are good in and of themselves, but we see how in the spiritual life, God is so merciful that those things can be exactly what we need so that we can bring about a greater harvest, so that we can correct them early.
That's very true.
Later on.
Very, very true. All right, my friends, we're going to pick up with more of these challenges during this season in the summer. Till then, my friends, fide serbatio.